flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including a couple of interviews today. Andrew Raycroft talking Bees and Sean Merriman talking football playoffs and Josh McDaniels and everything else. You can check out both those interviews on the Odyssey app. Just subscribe to the Jones and Keefe podcast there. Plenty of stuff to get to here, Jones, including more issues with the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler missed a team flight, suspended 2 games. So what is going on with... Are they going to just eventually trade him, or are they like so dug in now that we can't give you what you want, so we're going to just suspend you and continue to ruin our season?
So this is going to be my question. I mean, maybe the answer is they're undercutting his trade value. Why suspend him 2 games if you're Pat Riley? Why not just suspend him indefinitely? Yeah. You're like, you're out. You're not coming back anytime soon.
This Heat culture seems to be taking
away from the team. Heat culture is not going
the shine
so well
is
right
off
now.
The Heat culture at That's this true. Point. They That's are. True. Currently one of the play-in teams. They are the 9 seed in the Eastern Conference.
It's good.
21 up and 21 down for the Miami squad.
Will Jimmy Butler ever be, I don't want to say a relevant player again, but will he ever be, you know, contending for a title? Because we do think of him as playoff Jimmy, which maybe is silly for a guy who's never won.
Probably.
But we think of him as playoff Jimmy. Will he ever be like relevant in a championship run again?
I say yes. I think he goes to another team somewhere where he's one of these guys who's probably like the fourth best player on the team, and he'll have a game or two in the playoffs where you're like, oh, hell yeah. And then, you know, be pretty ineffective in the other games.
I just don't know where who's he going to?
Yeah, he's a weird style in today's
Phoenix
NBA.
Just loading up on
Phoenix
first round
is,
picks.
Good point, Nick. Phoenix just made a trade the other day for first round. It was like they were swapping picks and future picks, but yeah, they're loading up for something. You want Jimmy Butler with Durant and Booker?
What about the Rockets?
I mean, that might fit Udoka's style of play. That's a fair one.
Yeah.
And they could use some scoring. They're a good defensive team.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one.
Oh, so Brian just put up in the Twitch chat, Twitch and YouTube. Were those his shoes he was wearing the other night?
I guess.
Last time he played, he was wearing Phoenix Suns shoes.
He's got Suns. those are.
Those are like Suns sneakers.
Fire shoes. Those are. That's a
I
nice
mean, literally
shoe.
Fire.
Didn't people. Isn't this a dangerous game to play? That is true. It's literal fire.
Are those not Kevin Durant shoes?
Isn't this a dangerous game to play?
Maybe they are.
Weren't people doing that with Shadur going into the final week of the year? Like Shadur in his bowl game or whatever was wearing like Giants color cleats. People were like, he's going to the Giants.
What sneaks was he wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Are those KDs?
I don't know.
Could speak to it.
I'm not a sneakerhead. I'm not up on the shoe game.
You know what shoe I had back in the day? This is an ugly shoe, but I kind of liked it. The Air Bacons. Remember those?
I do remember those.
They looked like they were just like orange and red or whatever, and they had like yellow laces.
Uh-huh.
I want to say like Mitch Richmond maybe wore them. I don't know
somebody
who had them.
That wasn't just like a shoe for high school kids. That was somebody in the NBA wore
it
those.
It was like middle school, I think it was. Yeah. I think we wore them in middle school, the Air Bacons. They like didn't go with any uniform, but they popped.
I had Larry Johnson Converse Reacts.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, Grandmama?
That's like a highly sought after shoe.
Remember the episode when Grandmama went on Family Matters?
Yeah.
And he and Urkel just like took it to everybody in 2-on-2?
Urkel was nice.
Urkel could play a little bit.
Are you thinking about Stefan Urkel?
No, I think Urkel.
No, you're thinking of Urkel.
No, I think Urkel.
Urkel was nice?
He was nice. He could play.
I mean,
Grandmama obviously carried the team, but...
I had a pair. This was after high school. I bought myself a pair of Starberries.
What are you going to do with those?
They weren't nice. Those weren't
broke
right.
Pretty quickly.
They were very affordable.
$15.
Yeah. No, they were nice. Got a Stephen Berry's. Remember Stephen Berry's? I bought a pair of Stephen Berry's.
LeBron.
I don't believe are still intact anymore.
One of the many reasons I don't like LeBron James is he ripped the Starberry's. When Starberry came out
early in LeBron's NBA career.
This is why you don't like LeBron.
LeBron,
it's one of the reasons.
Sorry, LeBron, not everybody can afford $150 shoes. So if they want to have $15 shoes like their favorite NBA player, I don't think that's a bad thing. He's like, I'd never be caught dead wearing those Starbursts.
LeBron James.
I also had a pair of Adidas T-Mac 1s.
Oh, T-Mac had a nice shoe.
You got nice shoes over there. Nice shoe collection,
nice
Bill.
Nice kicks.
Problem is I had to go Converse and Adidas because my feet don't fit in Nikes.
Got it. A little wider fit.
Yeah, they're made for tightrope walkers.
All these ballerinas wearing these Nikes.
I got a special order, extra wide. I guess I Nikes. Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
The tough thing about Nike is they sponsor a lot of athletes that I don't love.
Yeah.
It's like LeBron, Giannis, Durant.
Yeah, sure.
It used to be Kyrie.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, where do I? I mean, they got Tatum, I guess.
Yeah, you got to separate the artist from the art is what you got to do.
Give me like the old and-ones. Give me something like that. That's a real ball player.
Starberry. That's what you want.
Starberries are good.
The world is a
grab bag.
Jacksonville Jaguars have fired general manager Trent Baalke. Just when things are starting to heat up here in the coaching race, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get rid of this guy now.
Nice work.
They held on to him.
Basically, a bunch of people said no, the latest being Liam Cohen, who's going back to the Bucks, and they're finally like,
we'll get rid of him now.
We got to fire Trent Baalke, when everybody all along was like, you got to fire Trent Baalke. That's another GM, by the way, fired.
Here's my guess.
Elliot Wolf's still here. That's another GM fired. I was told you don't fire the GM before the draft. That's another GM fired.
Shad Khan, this is my guess. Shad Khan was saying, all right, look, I don't really know what I'm doing. Trent, you help us hire a coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay. Every coach came in and Shad would be like, what would you do? And he's like, get rid of Trent Baalke. And he's like, all right, I've heard enough.
Yeah.
We got to move on from Trent Baalke.
So that's how the meeting went.
Do you have a prediction on Jags head coach? Anybody? Anybody there?
I mean, I saw Saleh's name kicked around the other day. I think Kellen Moore is interviewing there coming up, if I'm not mistaken.
So the Jaguars.
But basically, I don't really like any of these.
Robert Saleh, the top three, according to, what is this, sportsbetting.ag.
Oh.
Robert Saleh.
Don't like it.
Patrick Graham.
Like it even less.
Joe Brady.
That, I mean, maybe that out of those names,
he
I guess that would
like
be my.
Jags hire.
He so does. He
That's
so feels like go. A Jags hire.
Joe Brady, also the favorite to get the Saints job, according to the same website, followed by Darren Rizzi and Mike McCarthy.
Well, I was just going to say. So
tomorrow
should,
wants Rizzi.
Should the Jags just bring in McCarthy?
The Jag. That's like a better,
are they going
like,
to do better than that?
They just had Doug Peterson. Isn't that the same guy?
Yes, but are they going to do? They can't do better than that.
No, I guess not. What about Bill Belichick? Raiders head coach. The favorite for the Raiders head coaching job? Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
what do you think of that?
I don't know. I think that it's interesting.
Not much.
That it's interesting that both Vrabel and Ben Johnson said no to Brady.
Yeah.
Like that to me is interesting. Maybe they're really not saying no to him. They're saying no to Mark Davis, but we're sitting here going, Brady's going to get his guy, and if he has to hire 73-year-old Pete.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Not great. By the way, I don't know if this is in grab bag or not. We mentioned it earlier in the show, but Bill did officially sign his contract at USC.
My mom always said, life was like a box.
Grab bag.
Never know what you're going to get.
Is that next?
Bill Belichick signed his contract at North Carolina yesterday, officially.
Well, we did have that earlier in the show. I didn't know it wasn't really something piling up in grab bag. I was just reiterating my mistake.
Grab bag.
Cowboys hiring Brian Schottenheimer, their offensive coordinator for the last couple of years. Also an uninspired hire.
Yeah, that's
a weak hire.
That's the worst hire.
Schottenheimer?
No matter who the Jaguars hire, that's worse. No, it doesn't matter who they hire.
Yeah, I don't know.
If the Jaguars hire Patrick Graham, I like Brian Schottenheimer less.
I thought they might bring Kellen Moore back. I also thought there was an opportunity maybe for Deion Sanders.
That's what I thought.
That was high risk, high reward.
Perhaps. That one blows up in my. I've been championing Deion coming back to the NFL. I don't. If he's not going to the Cowboys, I don't know where he's going. That's as uninspired as you get.
Burr.
They wanted to keep McCarthy.
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying.
Grab bag.
No, I thought they were going to keep McCarthy. They wanted to keep McCarthy.
Yeah, but he didn't have a contract.
Then they
like
just
Brad
promote
Marchand.
His next guy. That doesn't, doesn't make a lot of sense.
We've been doing so well lately. Let's just try to keep everything in-house.
Yeah.
So that's obviously not going great.
Yes, together we will make America
grab bag
again.
Nice. NFL MVP finalists
okay.
for the AP.
Uh-huh.
Three finalists.
Okay.
And they are. Josh Allen.
Good.
Saquon Barkley.
Nice. He's
Lamar
in the top three.
Jackson.
I didn't realize Barkley was in there. Those are the right three, I
think. Top three guys.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You're Lamar?
still going with Lamar. It's a regular season award, folks, before you send your letters.
Yep, that's true. I'm still going Allen. They owe him one. That's not how this works. He did more with less. Lamar had the most help of his career, so I would go that way, but good.
Also had a great year.
He had a good
year. Nice year.
And
spinning it.
Pretty nice.
More yards, more touchdowns, fewer picks.
Less wins, more help. When you have nausea, heartburn,
indigestion, upset stomach. Good news, Cleveland Browns fans. Kevin Stefanski is taking over play calling duties once again for 2025.
Was he calling him last year? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I thought he had it, but the headline was he's taking him back.
He's keeping him.
He's keeping him in 2025.
He is maintaining play calling.
They just promoted Tommy Reese, who we thought the Vrabel liked, so he's going to be there, but he's going to be like the Alex Van Pelt of coordinators.
Yeah.
Have him calling plays.
He'll be the OC, not the play caller. That's another sign that like Vrabel's handpicked guy, as you just said, Tommy Reese.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't the greatest choice. There's not many guys I would take McDaniels over, but Tommy Reese was one, and I think we were.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right about that.
Grab bag. The 97th Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, announced their nominations for this year. The award show will be held on March the 2nd, but the nom-nom-noms came out earlier today. The 10 nominees for Best Picture.
Why do they do this?
They want more eyeballs on it. They want to throw a bone to a couple of movies that people have actually seen rather than just nominating five that nobody's seen, is my guess.
But they think nominating 10 brings more people in to watch?
Brings the milk, like a milkshake, it brings all the boys to the yard.
Okay. Yeah. So there's 10 movies?
It's been 10 for a little while. It goes back several years where there's been 10. Here they are.
Let's pare that down. Yeah.
Alphabetical order.
Okay.
Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. Now, every year, it's like a real fool's errand. I do try to watch every nominated movie so I can rank them and have my opinion before the big show. I have seen half of these. I've seen 5 out of the 10.
Okay.
So I got a little work left to do. I saw Conclave. It was fine. It was like, you know, picking the next Pope movie. Really good acting. Ray Fiennes, that one.
My father-in-law, I didn't realize that's that movie. My father-in-law mentioned this to me. Yes.
It's on Peacock now if anybody wants to watch it. Okay. Stiz liked it. Dune Part 2, which I loved, is an incredible movie. Emilia Perez, I've seen, is on Netflix. It is a musical in Spanish, so I don't know if it's for everybody. The Substance, this is the horror movie with Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. It's on a streaming service called Mubi, which nobody has.
No.
Nobody would want.
This is a reason to get it.
I grabbed it.
I do like Demi Moore.
How about this? Look at this play by me. Free 1 week, canceled it immediately after watching the movie.
Good work.
Free movie I watched.
That's and then Wicked. An oversight by you, Mubi.
Wicked also got nominated, which I did see.
Okay.
Best Actor, Adrian Brody in The Brutalist, Timothy Chalamet in A Complete Unknown. That's the Bob Dylan movie.
Uh-huh.
Coleman Domingo in Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes in Conclave, and maybe a bit of a surprise, Sebastian Stan in The Apprentice, the movie where he plays Donald Trump.
Oh. So I was going to ask, so the favorite here is Chalamet, right? I would imagine.
Yeah, or Brody. I think
who won the Golden Globe?
I think they might have both because they split it up into like drama and whatever.
Right.
But I think Brody won one of the Golden Globes.
What's the favorite for Best Picture? Emilia Perez?
Yeah, it's got a million nominees. Yeah. I bet it is the favorite.
Okay.
I want to see Anora. I've not seen Anora. I want to see that. Best Actress was Cynthia Erivo from Wicked. Carla Sofia Gaston for Emilia Perez, Mikey Madison for Anora, Demi Moore for The Substance, and Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here.
Okay.
So there you go. It's going to be hosted by Conan O'Brien.
which I think could be a good. I do like Conan overall.
Has he done an award show?
He must have at one point.
Usually that style of host usually does a good job with these. I mean, Kimmel would be, I think, the top shelf.
Nikki Glaser was pretty good at the Globes.
She was good at the Globes.
But they usually they cut a little bit looser on the Globes. Oscar's a little more stuffy.
A little more buttoned up.
Occasionally, you'll have one actor go on stage and smack the snot out of a presenter.
Occasionally, not often enough, but occasionally that does happen.
That's happened.
It has.
I love all the people that were like, oh, this whole thing was a work. Yeah, because that's exactly what Will Smith's been doing since. The guy's not in it. Like, he's been banished from Hollywood.
It's true.
He's in one movie, and it was because Martin Lawrence was like, sure, they did Bad Boys 3 together. Since then, what's your favorite Will Smith thing since he slapped Chris Rock?
I'll tell you what, I haven't seen Bad Boys 3.
Yeah, me neither, which is a shame because I love the first two.
First two were great.
But I just missed the third one.
Yeah,
I
was like, you know what? I'll get around to it.
Like, I'm not going to.
I'll watch that before any of the 10 nominated for Best Picture. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Is this your grab bag,
Blair?
Is this your
grab bag,
Blair? Look, man.
Dude, please.
Best NBA performers from last night. Mark Williams from Charlotte, 38-9-5.
Nice.
Old friend of the show, Kyrie Irving, 36 points, 9 assists. Eh. Devin Booker, 32 points, 6 assists. DeMar DeRozan, 32 points, 5 boards in a big Sacramento Kings win over the Warriors. But you probably got to go with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 54 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists in the Thunder win over the Jazz.
Is it too obvious to just anytime somebody scores 50, you automatically got to be player of the night? I mean, too obvious?
No, I mean, you put up 5 hams, you're going to get the player of the day.
5.5 almost.
5.5 hams?
I would go SGA.
Congratulations to SGA.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips. Eduardo Nunez. Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with a pitcher. Going with a starting pitcher from the right side. He would also hit from the right side if need be.
Okay.
Didn't do a lot of it in his career, but he was
an American League pitcher.
Righty. Well, this might give it away.
Okay.
He played for... Are you ready?
Yes.
The Rays, Cubs, Dodgers, Nationals, Tigers, White Sox, Braves, Diamondbacks, A's, Padres, Cardinals, Marlins, Blue Jays, Orioles.
He was a starting pitcher, you said?
That's right.
Or just a pitcher?
Rich Hill.
Ooh. Great guess.
That is a great guess.
Lefty, though, right?
He's right.
Right.
412 games pitched, 318 as a starter. So, okay. I mean, he's a starter. He's a one-time All-Star.
Oh.
He played for the entire Major League.
Rolando Araujo.
It's not good one.
He played here, didn't he?
Yeah, sure he did.
Yeah, I didn't hear the Red Sox.
So, oh, yeah, this guy didn't play for, he played for everybody but the Red Sox. Another way of looking at it.
Rich Hill.
Yeah.
Everybody. Well, that's good point.
Everybody but the Sox. Career 4.78 ERA.
Oh, boy. Where was the bulk of his career? It's hard to say. A year with everybody.
Rays and Cubs. Yeah.
So I know we've had this guy before. It's not Steve Traxel. We've had Steve Traxel
before. We've had Steve Traxel.
Don't tell me you didn't look at your...
He was, my spreadsheet?
Yes, thank you.
He played from 2003, was his first cup of coffee as a young gun.
Uh-huh.
And then his last game pitched was in 2019. He was an All-Star in 2009 with Detroit.
With Detroit?
With Detroit, he was an All-Star.
Anibal Sanchez.
Wow, great. No. That's not it?
No, it's not Anibal Sanchez.
That's a great guess.
No, that is a good one.
He played for the Red Sox, though, didn't he?
Or he was a prospect traded. I don't know if he ever played for the Sox, but he definitely was traded by him.
Anibal Sanchez was, he was in the, I think he was in the Beckett trade, Anibal Sanchez.
Yeah. Might have been.
You see it in Twitch chat? See it in the text line?
Yeah, Twitch chat definitely has it. Text line, don't see it.
I was going to say, it's not James Shields. Text line says James Shields.
He had a nice run.
He did. He was too
Shields
good for
that. Decent. It's not Pat Mahomes' dad.
Is it Edwin Jackson?
He got it!
Yep.
I wouldn't have got that.
Edwin Jackson.
Yeah.
So when there was like a month where I did the Immaculate Grid like pretty daily, and Edwin Jackson was like a cheat code because it was like, what guy played for like the Tigers and the Braves? You're like, Edwin Jackson.
And
he played
for everybody. It just worked out.
Every corner if you wanted, Edwin Jackson. Actually, you could only use him once, but still, he was an easy one.
Edwin Jackson, I recall.
He had a good career, but he never was in any one spot very long. It was bizarre.
No, I would say that tracks for sure.
I almost said Fernando Rodney, but then you said starter.
Right.
Because he was on every team under the sun, too.
Rodney's a good one. Yeah, there's a couple closers like that or relievers that played for every team. But Edwin Jackson, I mean, he saw the league. He had to live in every state in the union.
A lot
of
stickers on that suitcase.
Sure
yeah,
was.
No, that's true. That's for sure true. So you guessed Julian Tavares. You guessed Carlos Zambrano.
Look at that. The AI answer, which has been right. So somebody texted in, they must just ask AI based on the clues. And they said Kyle Farnsworth.
It's a good one.
Not, yeah, but it's wrong.
Well, no, it's a good guess. Now. Say it again.
Last I saw from
Huge.
Kyle Farnsworth got jacked
Absolutely
up.
Absolutely jacked,
when he spear tackled that one guy, like Terry Tate, office linebacker.
Yeah. That's why he had to bulk up. Yeah, he's probably great. Like, you know, it's tough out here in these streets.
It's true.
So there you go. It's your random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.